All right. Thanks for tuning in. I want to get the ear of any contractors that are currently listening right now for a couple reasons. One, I want to invite you to a special event. Pella Window and Door Showroom out in North Scottsdale is having a new grand opening. They've completely redone their showroom. And the Experience Center is located on North Scottsdale Road. It is to the trades only. This is not for homeowners. This is for trade only. It's March 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. Contact your Pella representative and let them know you'd like to come see their line. And Jennifer and I just returned from a week in Orlando at the International Builders Show. The convention center was 1 million square feet of brand new building products. There had to be at least 30 different window manufacturers from all over the world underneath this ceiling. And I came home convinced of the conviction that for the money, you cannot beat the Pella product. They've got a product for every price point. And if you're shopping windows, I couldn't encourage you enough to get in touch with Pella. So contractors, you're being invited to a grand reopening at the North Scottsdale showroom. It's called the Experience Center. That's March 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. We would only ask you to give Pella a call and let us know you're coming. I'll be there the whole time. We'd love to meet you guys. You know, all you guys that call me on Monday morning and tell me what I answered wrong on Saturday, come introduce yourself to me at the Pella Experience Center in Scottsdale, March 3rd. I'd love to meet you, and I appreciate y'all calling me on Monday and straightening me out. We're here this morning in studio with special guest, Mr. Jeff Fleetham, the director of the Registrar of Contractors for the state of Arizona. And again, Mr. Fleetham, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So. Now, we've only got about, this is a short segment, it's about 4 minutes, so, but I think that gives you and I enough time to solve the immigration problem. Yes? Yeah. No? Man, oh man. I can remember in the 90s, my company had 100 employees. And we had an attorney in Nogales. And I would simply call him and say, I need 7 drywallers. Mm-hmm. And in 2 weeks, I'd have 7 drywallers, all with legal work visas, showing up in my office. Why can't I do that anymore? Okay,
have anything to do with the registered contractors.
We were talking labor shortage, and I just can't hardly get on that soapbox for a second. It is so broken.
Let me get a little bit on the labor shortage in the construction industry.
And some of your involvement in the training you're doing.
Well, I spent a lot of time with CTEs, EVIT, East Valley Institute of Technology. I'm on that board as well. One of the things that we as an industry did, I didn't bring my ballistic vest, so hopefully there's nobody outside. So we as an industry quit taking responsibility to grow up people in our business. And part of it was because we got too busy. We weren't paying attention. We started letting young people know that this wasn't an industry. The construction science technology professions were not great industries. We sent them other places to get education, and we started talking about learning about the CTEs or learning about becoming an electrician and going someplace else for education, like university is higher education versus going to an electrical apprenticeship program. It's not higher education, it's other education. And so what we've done is we've done it to ourselves. And we're getting the needle moved a little bit in Arizona, which is great. There's a lot of people working hard on this. Build Your Future Arizona. We've got the technical education districts. And this is the way this works. You're at a high school and you're going to high school and you decide you want to be, and it's, I'm going to talk, you know, besides just construction, but we'll talk about construction. I decide that I want to be a construction science in the educated in construction science technology professions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to my counselors, and I'm going to say, look, I'm going to take my courses here at high school, and then in the afternoon, I'm going to this school is going to send me over to East Valley Institute of Technology.
Amen.
It's not yeah. like it's because that's a place for kids that aren't smart,
right.
or because it's kids that want to work for their hands. It's a great career.
I know,
amen. Romy knows, we all know.
You have time to stay next segment?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll continue with the director of Registrar Contractors, Mr. Jeff Leatham, when we get back right after this.